Star Market Celtics tonight continues. The Canadian edition from Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas and download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Our conversation with the coach begins with me being completely thrown by the fact that Scal was standing in your conversation with him on TV, which, given the height disparity and Scal's desire to sort of move around and move towards the camera, I mean, there's a reason that talk show hosts always, like, sit higher. Did they go over that with you ahead of time?
They tried to get me to stand on a box, but I said this year we need to be authentic because I had a lot of people come up to me last year and say, I thought you were a lot taller than you are.
So even in that, this, I guess transparency is kind of the thing now.
Transparency is important. Yeah, that's what I said.
All right,
I said, I think, and if it challenges Scal, I'm all for it.
Virtually everything challenges Scal, but that's another conversation for another time. After the game on Tuesday, you said, ultimately, we're going to be as good. What's going to make us good is that some guys are going to have to give a little. What did you like most about Tuesday night?
Our defensive effort was better. I didn't think Philly played their A game, and I didn't. On offense, I don't think we did either. But I think we're going to be a little bit of a work in progress there. We really competed defensively, and it was everybody. You know, everybody that played defended well. When you went back and looked at the film, there wasn't anybody that, you know, I would have thought was really a liability on that end of the floor. And if you get that on most nights, then you got a chance to win. And I thought we missed some great opportunities on offense that we'll take advantage of, but I think there's a lot to clean up, too.
Is there such a thing as an A game on October 16th?
I didn't think we were very good, but
Can anybody play in it? Is there such a thing as an
yeah,
A
yeah.
game?
I said, you know? That, you know, it's funny you say that. So I understand your question. The couple of ex-NBA head coaches text me congratulations. I text back, October 16th, basketball at its best. The 3 weeks is great for the extra travel and everything else, but the product probably has, you know, will have its issues at times.
When you're an ex-NBA coach, are you going to be texting current coaches during games, stuff like that? Or are you just going to, you know, disappear into the sun?
Yeah, good luck finding me. I'll probably, if I still have some friends in here, I will. I'll shoot them a text appropriately.
Obviously, one game out of 82, it'll all be forgotten eventually. But for all the conversation and consternation over Gordon's return, had we kind of overlooked Kyrie being away from game action for 7 months?
When you say we, I would assume
rest,
you mean the
us,
media.
Those that think we're smart and we're really not.
Well, we're, you know, I'd say every one of us, knew that it was going to be a little bit of a transition back. No matter how great you are, the butterflies in that first game back, especially after you've missed time, you know, again, reintegrating yourself back into the lineups and everything else. I think there's just a lot that goes into that. And, those guys, Kyrie only played two exhibition games, too. So, ultimately, there's still there's going to be a transition. It's going to take some time, but even then, obviously Kyrie will not have that shooting night very often.
You've been asked about your depth, about multiple guys that can defend multiple positions, some elite level guys in the starting five, and a bench with very little drop off. Which you could actually be talking about the Raptors when you say all of those things, right?
There's no question. I mean, if you look at some of the best defensive wings in the league, I think that, guys that can guard multiple positions, guys that can switch, guys that can keep smalls in front of them. The Raptors have a bunch of guys that can do that. And they're a great challenge to play against. There's no question about it. They're playing with great effort on both ends of the court right now. And, you know, I've said this, and I know people think I'm blowing smoke because we're playing them next. They're the best team I've seen on film thus far, and I haven't seen everybody, but they're really, really impressive.
Well, this was an elite defensive team last year, and now, I mean, obviously we're talking about Kawhi all night, but nobody's talking about Danny Green, and I think, you know, Siakam and Ananobi are guys that people like you spend nights worrying about, whereas they may not have the name recognition around the league, but they're the guys that make it so difficult defensively.
There's no question, and, you know, a guy like Siakam is exactly what you said. I mean, he may not be the talk of the pregame media, but he is a great energy player, a great ball pusher, makes plays in transition, rebounds, cuts, and then is a tremendous defender. So he impacts winning. There's a reason why that second unit was so good last year. They had five really good players on it.
So, again, you got to talk to somebody about the scheduling. Why not just play Golden State tomorrow and get it over with in this first week rather than – who was the those Division III games? Is that what you said you used to schedule for the start?
New York looked awfully good on Wednesday night. We'll have our hands full.
Yes, they did. All right, you know, you don't have to start. You can save that for tomorrow night. Celtics and Raptors next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.